God is faithful, and we sure are spoiled. My, my, how the old-timers make it without air conditioning and saddling a mule and buggy to get to church. They'd just stay all day and get out and hoe the crops tomorrow. And our culture's changed. We're a spoiled culture, and we better never forget who has blessed us. And God has been so good to us. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 12, and verse number 38, then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. A lot of folks is wanting to see a sign. And we live in that day and hour. They don't want to access the faith that God's given them. They want a sign. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. You always remember that. We've got all the signs that we need here tonight. We've got the Word of God. And therefore, we're not looking for a sign. Even though there are signs of the time that Jesus is coming. Matter of fact, according to what I know about this book tonight, Jesus could come by the time I'm done preaching. Everything's been fulfilled of what the Lord said that when He would return. And by the way, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Are you going? Jesus is coming. And so He said, for as Jonas, in verse 40, was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And here's my phrase tonight, and behold. In other words, a bell goes off, an alarm. Behold. I want you to really herald that word, behold. A greater than Jonas is here. You may be seated tonight. Of course, we know that the Lord is talking about Himself. Aren't you glad that we've got a God that is here tonight? Not only do we have a God that is here, but we have a God that is near. I'm glad God is aware of our situation. The book of Jonah is an amazing book. Matter of fact, it's one of the most mission-minded books that God ever gave. Let's turn back over there tonight, and I want to deal with just a couple of Bible truths out of the book of Jonah that I have found studying the Word of God that is very amazing to me, some great truths. Now, this morning, by way of outline, this is what I have said. There's a greater than Jonas here. So there is the telling of Christ in Jonah is giving. In other words, there's the telling of Christ in Jonah that has been given. And we preach from that this morning on journeying with Jonah. Boy, Jonah's call and Jonah's confrontation and Jonah's confession, Jonah's consequences, but then Jonah's consolation, even though a fish got him. I'm glad that he had faith and he had a friend that would deliver him. Now, there is the telling of Christ of Jonah. It's given. But secondly tonight, I want to preach on this thought. There's the types of Christ in Jonah that is gathered. Now, in the Old Testament, you'll notice in every book in your Old Testament, there, in every one of those, there are types and shadows of Christ. God has always had Christ and His people upon His mind. Aren't you glad that God was interested in me and you before it ever was me and you? And so here, let's look at these types of Christ as it has to do with Jonah. Somebody said, well, Jonah was a poor type of Christ. Well, he was in some areas, but there were some similarities in the book of Jonah that we can glean these Bible types of how Jonah was a type of Christ. Now, first of all, I want to say this, that you'll find that it has to do with the first type of Christ in Jonah is that of reference. Reference. Look in verse 1. Now, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. You know what the word Jonah means? It means dove. And now, the dove is a messenger, but also the dove is a mourner. And can I tell you, the Bible says in Isaiah 53, he's despised and rejected. He is a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So in the first type, we see that of the reference of his name. God called him Jonah, used Jonah, which means a dove. Can I tell you, the Lord Jesus was meek and lowly as a dove? So we see one type is that of a reference. But secondly, I've noticed that the second type not only has to do with a reference, but it has to do with a rescue. In verse number 2, the Bible said, "Arise and go to Nineveh." Aren't you glad that God was interested in somebody beside Himself? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jonah was sent. And I'll remind you that there was a sent one tonight. And I sure am glad that he was on a rescue mission. You say, why do you use rescue? Because we were all headed to a devil's hell. But God sent His Son. The sent one came to get us out of hell. And I'm glad that great type of Christ tonight is that of rescue. Aren't you glad that He rescued you one day? Where would we have been, church, if God would not have had a rescue? And so God sent His Son. He said, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Now, as Brother Dwayne said today, I think it's 58 million babies have been killed. I wonder how America is sounding to God tonight. If there's ever been a time, I've often thought that I wished I'd been born in the early 20s and 30s and preached in the revival days of the 40s and 50s in America. But I don't know of a better time tonight to be a preacher than in 2016. To cry against what God has got on His mind. This world has gone crazy. But aren't you glad that God had rescue upon His mind? Now, two of the types has to do with reference. His name. Rescue. But thirdly, look in verse 15. I think another type that I found today was rejection. The Bible said in verse number 15, as I read it this morning, Jonah disobeyed God. Christ never did disobey God. But Jonah went and the storm got up and he met some sailors. And you know what? They didn't want Jonah on board. And I want to say this in the thing of rejection tonight in verse 15. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth in the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Can I remind you this evening in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 20, in verse 17, "And he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner." Let me tell you, Israel didn't want him, and the Gentiles didn't want him. The nationalities didn't want him, but God wanted him. Let me tell you, he was rejected and smitten among men, but I sure am glad that God sent him here anyway. He is a type of Christ because he was rejected. They throwed him overboard. Let me tell you something. This world still don't want nothing to do with Christ tonight. Nothing's changed. He's always been rejected by the world. But aren't you glad one day the Holy Ghost lets you receive him as your blessed Savior? And honey, everybody ain't rejected him tonight. But all the types of Christ in Jonah has to do with reverence, has to do with rescue, has to do with rejection. But look at this in verse 15. "In as many times as I've preached out of the book of Jonah, Brother Larry, I never seen this in verse 15 till I got ready to come to church this morning. And it was all I could do not to preach it while I was preaching this morning. And I've noticed this, my sermons a lot of time talk louder to me in my study than they do out of the pulpit. But I want to say something. If this, what I'm going to show you tonight don't know nothing for nobody else, it sure helped me this morning down in my study. Now I want you to look at it. Have you caught this? One of the types of Christ is the reference of His name, the rescue of His nature, the rejection of the people. But in verse 15, I see a type of redemption. Look what happened. "So they took up Jonah and cast him forth in the sea, and the sea ceased from raging." Why did they do that? Well, look in verse 12. "He said unto them, take me up, cast me forth in the sea, so shall the sea be a common to you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring the land, but they could not. The sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried, the Lord said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. Lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, cast him forth in the sea," and watch your Bible, "and the sea ceased from a raging." Here's the thought about the type of redemption. To save those in the ship, he had to be cast into the sea. So Christ, to save this sinking world, went down in the waters of death, and only one man could save those that was on the boat. Thank God! Honey, I'm glad that God cast him into the sea of the cross, and he paid the price that he could save us all tonight. They said, the only way we're going to get saved if he goes overboard. I see redemption. He saved others. But watch this. Himself he could not save. What a truth. Himself he couldn't save. But by him being plunged in the sea of death, he saved others. Tonight, I see this type of Christ in Jonah in a reference. I see it in a rescue. I see it in a rejection. And I see it in redemption. But in verse 17, Jesus wrote about this. I see a type of Christ in resurrection. Guess what? He went down, but he got back out. Type of Christ in resurrection. Watch this. Verse 17, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. So was the Son of Man in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights." It amazed me the Bible said that he
cried out of the belly of hell. That word means Sheol. I remind you at this time, there was Abraham's bosom, and the book of Ephesians teaches us that Christ went in the heart of the earth and led captivity captive.
Oh, I'm glad Jesus got out of the grave. Now, in the Old Testament time, I wouldn't preach this on Sunday morning, but Sunday night to more seasoned people, I want you to understand this. Sheol, or hell, was a divided place. There was a paradise side. There was a torment side, according to Luke 16. Remember, the rich man lifted his eyes in hell and he saw somebody in Abraham's bosom. Who was it? It was the beggar. Well, what happened? Jesus had to go to heaven and pay that ultimate blood sacrifice. When people died faith in the Lord, they went to the paradise side. That's why the Bible said that He went and preached to the captives and led captivity captive. In other words, honey, during them 3 days, Jesus went, I believe with all my heart, according to the book of Hebrews, He went and sprinkled the mercy seat of God with His blood. For no longer would the blood of goats and calves suffice God. Matter of fact, in the old law, their sins was being rolled over every year. That high priest would have to make one sacrifice for their sins. But when Jesus died, He paid the ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice of all sacrifices. And now when God sees the blood of His Son, we're saved by the grace of God. I believe Jesus ascended into the Holy of Holies, sprinkled that mercy seat with His blood. I believe He went into the heart of the earth in that transition and He led captivity. Could you imagine He got down there with David and Abraham, Moses and Elijah? Could you imagine when He walked in there that day and they all said, glory to God. We've seen a lot of folks come in the paradise side, but we ain't seen nobody like You. And all of a sudden He said, hey boys, He said, I went on a cross. He said, all the way from Genesis over to Malachi, you'll notice that we have been preparing for this day. And now Jesus led them out of the paradise side of Sheol. Now, those that was in hell, they still in hell tonight. One day, according to your Bible and my Bible, hell will be emptied out and they'll be cast in the lake of fire. Now, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We don't go to Sheol, the paradise side now, because Jesus emptied that side out. Now we go to heaven to live with the Lord. And those that died and went to hell without God, they're still there tonight. Abraham looked, he said there's a... Or the rich man looked and he saw Abraham. And he saw that beggar in his bosom is a guff fix they couldn't get out. You die and go to hell without Jesus, you'll never get out of there tonight. But oh, aren't you glad that when Jesus died on the cross, that the grave couldn't hold Him? We're the only ones that are preaching about our Master that got out of the grave. Muhammad is in the grave. Buddha's in the grave. Confucius is in the grave. But not Jesus. He's on the right-hand side of the Father. Now, the type of Christ in Jonah, I see a reference, His name. I see rescue. I see rejection. I see redemption. He gave His life to save others. I see resurrection. Chapter 2, verse 9, verse 10, the Lord spake unto the fish, it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. Boy, I'd love to heard a sermon from Jonah then. But we see redemption, we see resurrection, but look in chapter 3, verse 1, I want to say another type I found today is reappearance. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. I want to say this. Don't even relate to the type. I want to say this to somebody tonight. Aren't you glad He's the God of second chances? The second time. That's a good doctrine to study in your Bible. He's the God of second time. I'm glad of that tonight. He gave Peter a second chance. Gave David a second chance. And therefore, He gave Jonah a second chance. Now, watch your Bible. There's a reappearance. All of a sudden, Jonah hits the ground reappearing. He disappeared in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. Jesus went in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. But honey, He got back out and He walked around to the saints of God in Jerusalem and appeared to many. And guess what? He ain't done yet. He's coming back. And ain't no priest could never make a sacrifice for your sins. It took Jesus to shed His holy blood on an old rugged cross to get me and you into heaven tonight. I see a type in His resurrection. I see a type in His reappearance. Matter of fact, they went to the tomb and said He's not there, but He appeared to Mary. Then He appeared to two on the Emmaus Road, walking home real sad. Jesus appeared to them. And then lastly, on this type of Christ in Jonah, not only a reference of His name, the rescue of His nature, the rejection of the nation, the redemption of His blood, the resurrection of His power, the reappearance of His appearing. But fourthly, look in chapter 3, verse 4. This is an amazing thing. I wish y'all would read this tonight when you get home. Because I find this last type has to do with not only that of reappearance, but recruiting. You know what God did, which is an amazing thing? God sent Jonah down there, and something happened that's never happened since in our Bible, or has never happened that I've ever heard about. And I want you to look at it. A great revival hit this town. God's recruiting. You know who He's recruiting? All of those that don't want to die and go to hell. He's bringing them in the family of God. Now, chapter 3, verse number 4, watch this. He said, verse 3, so Jonah rose and went into Nineveh. He hated that place. It was a God-forsaken place. He hated it. They were wicked. Doing things that was amazing what they were doing. So Jonah goes. He went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Nineveh was an exceeding great city, 3 days' journey. Jonah began to enter the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now watch what happens. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came to the king of Nineveh. He arose from his throne, laid his robe from him, covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. I wish our king would do that. He caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither watch, man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from His fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works and they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that He had said that He would do unto them, and He did it not. I see a type of Christ in Jonah in recruiting. Aren't you glad that Jesus not only reappeared, but He's went out and sharing the gospel to a lost and a dying world through others tonight to get us to where He lives in heavenly places. Now, watch your Bible right here, and I'm going to close with a few thoughts. Just a few thoughts I'm going to share with you on this last point, and I'll be done. Look what he says right here in chapter 4. He's the only preacher I've ever heard of that didn't want to see somebody get saved. Jonah's the only preacher I've ever seen that didn't want God to save somebody. He didn't like these people. These people was wicked. You know where this Nineveh was? It was in our modern day Iraq. And so he goes and he preaches, and look what it says. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. I'm upset when we don't see people get saved. He was upset because the whole nation turned to God. That's another sermon. Won't leave you there. I'll end on a positive note. A greater than Jonas is here. The telling of Christ in Jonah is given. We preached that this morning. The types of Christ in Jonah is gathered. We've just seen that in His reference. His rescue, His rejection, His redemption, His resurrection, His reappearance, and His recruiting. But lastly tonight, there's the truth of Christ in Jonah is greater. Why did Jesus say in Matthew 12 that there's a greater than Jonas here? I'd never, Brother Jason, I'll be honest with you, I read over that. I preached about Solomon here about 3 weeks ago. And even when I was reading that of Jonah did not protrude in my heart. I was in a pulpit last week preaching, and I was reading this text to get to preach about Solomon. And when I read that about Jonas, it stood up in me, and I knew I was to preach that here today. I never preached this, never had this thought. I'm glad we got a talking Bible tonight. Why did Christ say, but I want you to know, behold, there's a greater than Jonah here? I found a few great truths tonight. I want to say why Jesus is greater than Jonah. Are you ready? First of all, I think He's greater because of His manhood. The Bible said in Jonah 1 and verse 1, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai. Jesus was a son, but He was the greatest son. He was God-man. He was born God. He not only was a good man, He was God-man. You know how big of a God-man He was? Watch this. All through Jonah, and I'm going to preach a message on the gourd over there in Jonah before long. But you'll notice everything minded God in the book of Jonah except for Jonah. The wind minded God. The sea minded God. The whale minded God. The gourd minded God. And the worm that eat that gourd minded God. Jonah's the only one that didn't mind God. He's God-man. He not only talks about the weather, He talks to the weather. He's God-man. He's greater than Jonas because of His manhood. Isn't it amazing that God came to this world in the form of a man and died as God-man? Had never known sin. I've heard some theologians say, oh, He could have sinned. No, He couldn't. Oh, no, no, He could not sin. He can't even look upon sin, for He's God and He's holy. He's greater than Jonah because of His manhood. Number two, He's greater than Jonah because of His mission. Jonah didn't want to go on the mission that God had him to go. But our heavenly Christ, the Lord Jesus, said, Father, I will go. And He was obedient unto the death of the old rugged cross. He's greater than Jonah because of His manhood. He's greater because of His mission. In Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, the Bible tells us this. I'll read it. You don't have to turn. He simply said, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He's greater than Jonah because of his manhood. He's greater than Jonah because of his mission. Thirdly, he's greater than Jonah because of his message. You see, Jonah died to save some. You hear me? Only those that was in that boat was in jeopardy that day. Jonah only died for some, but our Christ Jesus died for all. The Bible said in 1 John chapter number 2, 1 John chapter number 2, and verse number 2, and He is the propitiation. That word means atonement. His atoning work at Calvary by His blood for our sins. Watch this. And not for ours only. And I don't care what you ever hear any preacher tell you that Jesus didn't die for all. It's one of two things. They've either never read their Bible or they don't believe their Bible. Because it's what the Bible says. Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He's greater because of His message. Jonah died for some. Christ died for all. By the way, listen to your preacher tonight. I'm about done. Jesus died for you. The truth of Christ in Jonah is greater. He's greater than Jonah because of his manhood. He's greater than Jonah because of his mission. He said, I'll go. He's greater because of his message. He died for all. He's greater because of his miracle. The fish had to let him go, but let me tell you something. Jesus had power. The grave had no say-so. Jesus let himself out. The grave had no hold on Christ. Could you imagine how the devil thought he had Jesus? Oh, I put him on the cross, I'll hush him now. But the grave couldn't hold him. The gravestone couldn't block him. Jesus got out of the grave by His power. The Bible says that we may know Him by the power of His resurrection. I'm glad there's resurrection power. I'm glad Jesus brings life tonight. He is greater than Jonah because of His manhood. He's greater because of His mission. He's greater because of His message. He's greater because of His miracle. But I want to say He's greater because of His mercy. Jonah went, you know what he preached? The judgment of God. That's all he had to say. But Jesus came by grace and truth and preached the gospel that Jesus saves. Jesus will forgive you. Come to Christ and He will in no wise cast you. Aren't you glad that He is greater in Jonah simply by His mercy? Ephesians 2 and verse number 15, the Bible simply says this. He says, in Ephesians 2:15, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that He might reconcile both unto God by one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. And through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. He's greater in His miracle. He's greater in His mercy. But lastly, He's greater. Brother Jonathan, Jesus is greater than Jonah because of His missionary spirit. Jesus wanted a whole nation to be saved. Jonah didn't want them saved. I'm glad Jesus has a missionary spirit. He's greater than Jonah because He wants to see everybody saved. You say, why you say that, man of God? Well, in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9, and I'm done tonight. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's greater than Jonah because of His missionary spirit. I'm glad Jesus is interested in sinners. May our church tonight glean some great truths from the book of Jonah. And not only these types in Jonah, but these great truths in Jonah. For we have a lot greater than Jonas here with us tonight. Jesus loves you, and He loves sinners. And aren't you glad that He paid the price where only Jonah gave his life for a few that was on board? Jesus died for all of us. And I bless Him tonight. What a good God we have. And I praise Him and I thank Him. Appreciate you being here tonight. If you